Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome to Overnight America. Just a little late there. I had to talk to producer Mike. So welcome. Wow, a nice Cardinals win. Let's hope that tomorrow we're celebrating something even bigger, the Stanley Cup being packed up and brought back to St. Louis. Very exciting time for the city of St. Louis. I got a lot to get to on the show tonight, and I'm almost too nervous to talk about too much Blues. The only reason I'm a little nervous to talk too much Blues is because we're so close to the game, and I know tomorrow that's all anyone's going to be doing. They're going to be wearing blue. We already got the notification from our office administrator saying, wear your blue stuff. Bring in your lucky blue socks. If you got blue underwear, wear that too. Pretty sure they're not legally allowed to tell you to wear blue underwear, but it's a special occasion that I think most people will allow to slide. I got a lot to get to on the show today. If you missed it, Jon Stewart lashed out at some of the congressmen and women that decided to skip out a hearing around a September 11th bill that would help bring some more money to the people that were hurt or contracted cancer, for example, through some of the dangerous chemicals and things that were stirred up in the first responders that were exposed to all of that. And it's amazing that we still have to go back and beg for money for the people and the first responders. It's so ridiculous. And Jon Stewart went out there and just shamed them all, and good for Jon Stewart. Not often I get to say that. How bad is it when Congress is there voting for a pay raise for themselves, and then they can't even show up for a 9/11 first responders hearing that would show support to them? Unbelievable. And you know, today's a day in history, June 11th, 2019. But June 11th, 1927. Does that ring a bell? I'm going to guess there's not a lot of people, if any, that were alive in 1927 that are listening right now. If there's anyone that was alive in 1927, kudos to you. But we're going to replay a very historic moment in American history later in the show, as it was heard here on KMOX Radio. Pretty amazing that we had this one still in the archives. And we're going to talk to Clay Risen. He wrote a book about Theodore Roosevelt, The Rough Riders, and the Dawn of the American Century. Also, we're going to talk to a traveling reporter out of Canada for Rebel Media. His name is Kian Bexty. He says lawyers are threatening a father that's upset because of how his daughter is being treated. And man, we got a lot to get to on the show today. So much to get to. Let me just remind you that we do keep the text lines open at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. That's the phone number towards the end. You can follow me on Twitter at Ryan Recker. And if you miss any part of the show, you can download the podcast at KMOX.com/ONA. I'm also going to do something tonight. This may be a classic feature in the making. Every once in a while, you think, wow, I can do this all the time. This is really enjoyable. For example, on Tuesdays, we normally talk to our friend Drex, but unfortunately, he's not doing a show tonight, so we're not going to be able to hook up with him. Aww. But we do have something very special planned for you tonight, which is the real news. No offense to Brad Choate, who was just in the studio here doing the newscast for KMOX News. No offense to him, but I got the real news. Our second floor janitor, his name is Mark. I get to talk to him every once in a while. It's maybe every other week or so. He'll stop down. We're on the third floor, so he'll come up here and, you know, we'll talk for maybe 10 minutes or something. And he's always giving me updates on some of the news, like, oh, did you hear this? Did you hear that? I said, you know what? How about you record your own news? Let's hop over here. And Mark recorded his own news, and it's awesome. So no offense to Brad, no offense to the KMOX newsroom. You're going to get the real news from our second floor janitor, Mark, coming up later in the show, too. It's let me tell you this. I think Mark is awesome, so you'll enjoy this. We'll get to all of that coming up next. And a couple of blues notes, too, on Overnight America KMOX. The pitch.
KMOX is the exclusive Cardinal station. When the Cards take a break, we're talking baseball on the Munganess St. Louis Honda Sports Open Line. Weeknights at 6:15 on the Voice of the Cardinals.
Producer Mike, I was wondering if you could help me for a second. I'm trying to get a beat going for a song I'm creating on the spot.
Yeah, lay it on me.
So basically, I need a beat like this. Bump, 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 ba bump. Bump, 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 ba bump. So can you lay something down for me a little bit? Get your stuff together. 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 Okay, that's for the Boston Bruins Zamboni team who couldn't get the ice clean before the Blues got there. So the Blues go out for their practice skate, and what happens? The ice isn't prepared for them. Get your stuff together. Get your stuff together. Was it, who said that to them? Someone in the Blues organization had to go up to the team and say, get your stuff together. Get your stuff together. I don't know if they did it in rhyme like that, but they should have. That's what we needed. Well, you know, you get Pat Maroon or something out there to do some background beats, and then you get Berube out there, and he can start rapping. Get your stuff together. How disappointed would you be? It's Game 7, Stanley Cup Final. Doesn't get any bigger than that. And then you got your Zamboni team. Who knows what they're doing in the background? Probably, was it Doug Armstrong who got in their face? How lousy. If they do that on purpose, you got to be kidding me. They did that on purpose. It's, to me, doesn't surprise me. It's typical Boston Bruins staff and fans that would do something like that. Doesn't surprise me one bit. But if you want a feel-good Boston story, there's going to be at least one person there watching the game that we can all root for. And please, Boston fans, don't you dare boo this person, because I swear it's enough to start a riot if you do. Because you can find the story at KMOX.com. The St. Louis Blues have done it again. They've made 11-year-old, is it Lilia? I always say her name wrong. Layla. And if you've seen Layla and you followed her story, she is someone that was surprised with some playoff tickets for the Blues. And there was a video that was made with Layla. And it was her mom recording and says, the doctors say you can leave the hospital. We're going to go to and watch the game. And she started crying, and it was just a beautiful moment. And ever since then, I think Layla's been at every home game. She's been welcome. And since she's been allowed to leave the hospital as she's battling her own health issues, she gets the very special call from her mom. You heard it in the news. Here's the video from Layla.
All right. If you could watch the game anywhere in the world tomorrow, anywhere in the world, where would you watch your boys play Game 7?
Boston.
Boston. What if I told you the Blues called and they want you at the game?
What? How?
Doctor said it's okay.
No, he didn't. Mommy, no, he didn't. Oh, my God. I'm going to Boston.
Oh, I love it. You know, the Blues organization, they do everything they can to treat their fans. Layla is a very special fan, and she's suffering from a very rare form of cancer. Until recently, she was hospital bound until she got that very special call that she wanted to go root on her Blues, and the doctor gave her permission. If you remember the early time she was doing that, she had to wear the mask and the gloves and try to fend away, because a lot of times when you're going through certain treatments, your immune system's so low, you can't really risk getting sick. And, you know, the germs on other people, and, you know, someone coughs, someone sneezes, someone shakes your hand, whatever it is, it could be very dangerous if your immune system is so low because of these treatments. So you saw her there at these games, and she was wearing the special protective gear. And you saw her there just having a blast. And the Blues were doing everything they could to treat her as special as she deserves to be treated. And you saw the Cardinals were in the box suite with her. And you see Molina come up and give her a big hug. And Wainwright and all of them. It was just so awesome. And now she's been at the games, and I know that the players, the St. Louis Blues, they know that they want to do something very special for her, and they don't want to let her down. Now she's going to be there in the house tomorrow in Boston. That's awesome to me. I'm so glad they're sending Layla out there. You can find that story at KMOX.com. Like I said, I don't want to talk too much Blues tonight. I know. It's the biggest story that's out there. I know it's the biggest story. I have Fox 2 over on one TV. I got KMOV, Channel 4 on the other TV. All they're doing is talking Blues nonstop. That's all their newscast is about it. I get it. You can go to KMOX.com and check it out, too. I think there's still tickets. I haven't seen if Busch Stadium was sold out yet, but if you want some watch party tickets there, I'm sure you can still get them. If you want to go to your local restaurants or corner places downtown, there's going to be a lot of people here tomorrow night. So it's going to be a big one, and it's going to be right here on KMOX. 5 o'clock, all Blues, up until the end of the game. And however long it takes, we'll be here with you. Afterwards, if you hop in your car and you want to come downtown to celebrate, turn on KMOX 1120, and we'll be here with you all night long. And, man, it's a lot of pressure. I feel like I have to, for the sake of my sanity, not think about the Blues 24/7. It's like I got to have that moment of peace. So when I go into the game clear-minded, I'll be able to enjoy it. It's just an obsession right now. All right, coming up next, Jon Stewart. If you haven't seen his testimony on Capitol Hill, my goodness, you're going to love this. And it's not often you get to congratulate Jon Stewart, but it seems like after he left The Daily Show, he's done a lot of admirable things, and this is one of them. We'll talk about that next on Overnight America KMOX.
Miss any part of Ryan Recker on Overnight America?
What if I missed something important?
Download the podcast anytime at KMOX.com/ONA.
Do I drop that beat again? No? Okay. Welcome back to Overnight America. Oh, we have quite a show planned for tonight. In fact, right after 11 o'clock, about 25 minutes from now, we'll do This Day in History. It's not too often we do the This Day in History. I'm just gonna say it. The radio shows that do the Today in History, or they'll do the Let's See Whose Birthday It Is Today, a.k.a. they're trying to kill time. It's like it's a really lazy thing to do. So we don't do it often, but when there's something cool, we'll do it. And going back in the KMOX archives on June 11th, 1927, something very special happened, and I just so happen to have the audio of it. This isn't a joke. You know, I'm not trying to like play this up like we're doing some sort of gag. It was when Lindbergh landed back in New York after his flight from Paris, first time ever. Pretty remarkable thing. I mean, the president was there to award him. Coolidge, President Coolidge. And so cool. I was able to find audio of the news reporter as it was being broadcasted on KMOX, followed by the speech from Lindbergh, followed by the newscast afterwards. Now, I think the newscast is a national newscast. And the reporter, I'm assuming, was reporting to multiple stations, but it is what would have aired here on KMOX. Now, I edited it because I didn't want to play the whole 30 minutes or whatever that we had on this audio reel. So I just wanted to play a portion of it, and we're going to do that right after 11 o'clock. I don't know if this audio exists anywhere else. Honestly, I tried to do a search for this, and I couldn't find it. So we may actually have the only copy left, and we're going to play it on the air. And you know what's going to happen? People are going to hear that, and they're going to say, oh, we better save that, and then they're going to take credit for it and use it somewhere else. You know? That's how people operate in the internet. But you're going to be hearing something that I'm going to guess hasn't been heard in, I mean, decades. Not quite a century, but decades, which I'm pretty excited about. So that's right after 11 o'clock. So here's a story, and I decided to take the CBS News version of this. Jon Stewart lashes out at a hearing on 9/11 responders bill. You should be ashamed of yourself. Now, you remember Jon Stewart was part of The Daily Show. He was the host. He hosted it very successfully for all these years until he stepped aside. Pretty well respected. He did that debate with Bill O'Reilly that one time. That was a fun little thing, I guess, you know. And at least he wasn't afraid to go out and talk to people. And that's kind of something you don't see too much when it comes to political commentary. You don't see a lot of them wanting to actually have discussions anymore. So Jon Stewart, you know, he did his thing. I didn't like The Daily Show. I mean, it was, to me, it was pretty blatantly far left. But, you know, every once in a while they throw a bone for the sake of comedy. They throw a bone. So it wasn't the farthest left you've ever seen. So you gave him a little bit of props for that when it happened, but it didn't happen too often. So he leaves the scene, and then they have Trevor Noah, who does it now, and I can't say I've ever seen an episode. I've tried to see some clips or watch some clips, and I think he's terrible. So it's no interest. Not that I watched The Daily Show to begin with, anyway. So today, the former host of The Daily Show, Jon Stewart, took a different tone as he sat in front of a hearing in Capitol Hill to reauthorize the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund. The September 11th attacks in New York, as you know, when the first responders went to try to save as many lives as possible after the terrorist attacks on our country, the first responders were breathing in, sucking in a lot of very dangerous things. And what happened afterwards? Well, a lot of them started to have some pretty major medical complications. Some of them had some pretty rare forms of cancer that have been attributed to the things that they were breathing in on that day. And the fact that the government could turn their backs on those first responders should be a wake-up call. And at the same time, just this week, you have the congressmen and women voting to give themselves a raise and patting themselves on the back. And then you have to turn around and beg to continue funding the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund. And on top of all of that, as part of this hearing, not even all of the members of this committee showed up. I think there were two members that decided not to show up, and they had a whole row of seats in the front that were not filled with, normally when you have some hearings or lines of questioning, they leave empty seats for other congressmen to come in and sit down if they want to. Not necessarily interject, but they just want to observe. But it was all empty. No one wanted to hear from the 9/11 victims today. And I got to applaud Jon Stewart for standing up for them. Let me play part of his speech.
Behind me, a filled room of 9/11 first responders. And in front of me, a nearly empty Congress. Sick and dying, they brought themselves down here to speak. To no one. It's shameful. It's an embarrassment to the country, and it is a stain on this institution. And you should be ashamed of yourselves for those that aren't here, but you won't be. Because accountability doesn't appear to be something that occurs in this chamber. We don't want to be here. Lou doesn't want to be here. None of these people want to be here. But they are, and they're not here for themselves. They're here to continue fighting for what's right. Lou's going to go back for his 69th chemo. The great Ray Pfeiffer would come down here, his body riddled with cancer and pain, where he couldn't walk. And the disrespect shown to him and to the other lobbyists on this bill is utterly unacceptable.
When you have 9/11 first responders that want to tell their story of why they deserve to have their medical treatment continued, and you have members of Congress who are in Capitol Hill right now believe that it's not worth their time to hear those stories, and they either skip it or, you know, who knows what else. They're probably meeting with donors or trying to smooch over here. Who knows what they're doing? But they decided it wasn't worth their time to hear from these 9/11 victims and their families and the ones that are ailing because they were there to help. And Jon Stewart, man, I got to tell you, I am so proud of how he handled this.
There is not a person here, there is not an empty chair on that stage that didn't tweet out, "Never forget the heroes of 9/11. Never forget their bravery. Never forget what they did, what they gave to this country." Well, here they are. And it would be one thing if their callous indifference and rank hypocrisy were benign, but it's not. Your indifference costs these men and women their most valuable commodity, time. It's the one thing they're running out of. This should be flipped. This hearing should be flipped. These men and women should be up on that stage, and Congress should be down here answering their questions as to why this is so damn hard and takes so damn long, and why no matter what they get, something's always pulled back and they got to come back.
Mm. Something's always pulled back and they got to come back. It's a dog and pony show. It shouldn't be like that. He's absolutely right. Just for the sake of, I got to go to break. I have one more clip from Jon Stewart I want to play for you right after. And I got to say, I'm so glad. I'm so glad he was there. And I'm glad he was there to stand up for those first responders from 9/11. Isn't that a shame? I know there's going to be moments where you can't make certain you can't make appointments, you can't do this, you can't do that. But when Capitol Hill is full with politicians asking and trying to get pay raises for themselves, like it's no big deal. Oh, you know, let's pay ourselves more. And they're full of them, scattered all over the place. And you can't sit down to hear the stories of 9/11 first responders. And as Jon Stewart pointed out, yeah, September 11th comes around, you pay your tweet out. We'll pay our respects through a tweet, as if you're going to show real respect to the actual heroes that were there to help. It's pretty sad. And they absolutely deserve to be nailed to the wall for their disrespect today. So good for Jon Stewart. I got one more I'm going to play for you coming up next from that. He gave about an 8.5-minute speech, and it was excellent. So I pulled a couple of moments that I thought you should hear. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
You're listening to Overnight America with Ryan Recker. Follow Ryan on Twitter. At Ryan Recker.
There is not a person here, there is not an empty chair on that stage that didn't tweet out, never forget the heroes of 9/11. Never forget their bravery. Never forget what they did, what they gave to this country. Well, here they are.
Way to go, Jon Stewart. Well, here they are. It is pretty sad when you think about how we have all these issues with veterans over the years. We have a system where they were completely ignored in certain states with the VA system. You had those systems being manipulated. You had veterans that were dying before they saw service because of that manipulation in the service. And it took a while. But President Trump comes in and he says, we're going to make it a priority. You know, during the Obama administration, you had these top officials, none of them punished for the treatment that they had for veterans. And you scratch your head and you say, how in the world, if we're going to treat our veterans this way, what's wrong with us? What is wrong with us? Now we have 9/11 people that were first responders to the September 11th terrorist attacks here in the United States on September 11th, 2001. These are the first responders, the ones that went in and tried to save as many lives as they could after all of those that were lost, after planes hit the towers. They were the ones that were running into the buildings. And they were also the ones that were breathing in and sucking in some pretty harmful chemicals and substances. And now today they're battling their own cancers and whatever it may be. And we're talking about since September 11th. We're almost 20 years removed from that. And we still have to go in front of Congress and beg them to take care of the first responders. Are you kidding me? Still. So Jon Stewart makes a stand today. And the hypocrisy of, oh yeah, never forget, always remember. And where are you today then? If you're saying you want to thank these first responders, where are you? Because you're not here. Let me play this last part of his speech, and I think it's well worth repeating.
Mr. Johnson, you made a point earlier, and it was one that we have heard over and over again in these halls, and I couldn't help but to answer to it, which was, you said, look, you know, you guys are obviously heroes, and 9/11 was a big deal, but, you know, we have a lot of stuff here to do, and, you know, we got to make sure there's money for a variety of disasters, hurricanes and tornadoes, but this wasn't a hurricane. And this wasn't a tornado. And by the way, that's your job anyway. We can't fund these programs. You can. Setting aside that no American in this country should face financial ruin because of a health issue. Certainly 9/11 first responders shouldn't have to decide whether to live or to have a place to live. And the idea that you can only give them 5 more years of the VCF because you're not quite sure what's going to happen 5 years from now. Well, I can tell you, I'm pretty sure what's going to happen 5 years from now. More of these men and women are going to get sick and they're going to die. And I am awfully tired of hearing that it's a 9/11 New York issue. Al-Qaeda didn't shout death to Tribeca. They attacked America and these men and women, and their response to it is what brought our country back. It's what gave a reeling nation a solid foundation to stand back upon, to remind us of why this country is great, of why this country is worth fighting for, and you are ignoring them.
That was John Stewart earlier today. That's enough for you to stand up and applaud his moment where he could say what's on his mind. I'll tell you something, you know, that's from the heart. You can tell that's from the heart. You can look at some of these shows and they'll have, you know, 10 writers on staff and then they'll have 10 producers and then they'll have all of these other executive heads and they'll make sure everything is in line with the message that needs to go out there. That is coming from the heart. That is coming from the heart. And that is real. And that is real frustration. Elected officials, if you had an opportunity to be there today to hear from those people that were the first responders to September 11th. Some of them probably were sick long before you even entered office. I mean, there's probably some freshman lawmakers that were there. And you had your opportunity to say thank you to them and you didn't. It's more than a missed opportunity. It's something that's going to reflect on your character. So good for John Stewart. I'm very proud that he was able to go and say his piece today because it needed to be heard. And I'm glad it's getting all the attention it's getting. All right, something happened today in history. June 11th, 1927. Lindbergh, the pride here of St. Louis, landing back in New York. We're going to talk about that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.